How pleased are you with the progress the defense has been showing, especially this last Sunday?
We've grown over these last couple of weeks. You know, Eddie Goldman coming in his own. You know, Purnell, we knew Purnell was going to be what we expected. You know, and we're tackling better. And the thing about it is, it's becoming easier for us because we're getting the schemes as far as what Coach Vic is getting for us during the week. And we're watching a lot of film and knowing what we're getting, and it's been successful.
What's been Kansas City's big struggle in pass protection?
Just the main thing is as far as inside pressure. You know, those guys are, I know this week they're going to demand that they lock up the inside pressure as far as us, and, you know, that'll open it up for Purnell and those outside guys. But the thing about us, if we're going to be successful, we got to start inside and get an inside rush, and that'll open it up for everybody else.
Do your eyes widen when you see a team that's the quarterback's been hit for 3-4 weeks now?
Oh, that's every team, but most definitely a team that's been getting sacked a couple of times. You got to kind of break it down a little bit more and see what's their strengths, what their weaknesses, and just apply it to your game and try to take it to Sunday.
Anything standing out to you about their linemen right now?
Real good run blockers. They base their whole offense on 25. You know, 25 is a playmaker. But they got Macklin on the end. They got a lot of guys that can catch the ball. So the main thing is going to be stopping the run and not letting him get going.
What's jumped out to you about Purnell and his continued growth?
Man, just his play recognition. That's one thing I can see going. These past games, is he's recognized plays fast, just like on that third and one, he recognized the play, and I actually remember him making that same play in practice. So, you know, they say practice makes perfect, and he actually did that in the game, and his play recognition has gotten way better, and I'm impressed with that.
Why is his intensity so contagious for the rest of the guys?
Because he's a leader. He knows that, you know, he'll get the ball rolling. You know, he always comes out with a positive energy, trying to get us going, and it's been working. You know, anytime you're confident in what you're doing and how you're playing, that rubs off on other people.
What's the mentality in the locker room?
Not getting complacent, you know, whether we 1-3 or 3-1, we just got to go out there and just keep fighting at it, you know, lock arms together, just like Purnell preached to us this past Saturday, and just keep it rolling. You know, one game is not going to define our season. There's a lot of football left, so we got to stay content and just keep our eyes forward.
What's the key to the pressure and the coverage on the back end starting to sync up a little bit more, it feels like, the past couple weeks?
Oh, we're getting rushes. You know, those guys are not having to cover as long. You know, we got those guys, you know, they're on their man pretty quick, and the ball's coming out fast. And I always preach that pass rush complements your secondary. So if we can get rushes and those guys don't got to cover long, we could be successful in both aspects. And versus when I got my sack, you know, that was a cover sack. Those guys locked those guys up. And, you know, I actually got to the quarterback last game, and I credited those guys on that cover sack.
Is there something about Fangio's defense that has made you more productive?
Just being more comfortable, you know. When you get in Vic's defense, you know, he puts you in a lot of positions where you can kind of do different things. And I've been real good in that, and I've been real comfortable, and it's going good so far, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Not that you didn't want to get sacks before, but getting 3 in 2 weeks, does that make you even hungrier to get to the quarterback?
Most definitely, man. You're always going to be hungry to get to the quarterback, man. Like, sacks are hard to come by, and, you know, I just got to keep pressing at it, man, and not get complacent. You know, three's definitely not enough, you know. I want a whole defense. I want Eddie Goldman to get 3 next week. You know, it's just not about me. And the thing about that, if I keep my sacks up, it'll open up doors for Eddie. It'll open up doors for Rack and Ego and other guys, you know, just to get sacks as well.
What did Goldman do last week that he hadn't been doing? It seemed like he was more productive.
Just as far as knowing the slides, knowing his one-on-one, that's one thing. And when he got that sack, he knew he was going to get the one-on-one. And, mm-hmm. you know, he got extension, and he has a lot of power. When Eddie gets extension, man, the sky's the limit for him. And we always preached it. Getting extension for you is going to be key. And he got extension and got the blocker off of him and made a sack. So,
what's the key for you guys up front as far as keeping Jamal Charles from breaking off one of his big runs?
Not doing more than what you're supposed to do. He thrives on guys jumping out of their gap. You know, he's a one cut back. You know, he's going to try to find that extra hole. So, main thing is play your technique through the defense. And, you know, if you're going to make a play, let him bounce another gap and then make the play. Don't try to do another guy's job. That's where he kind of gets guys. He sees holes pretty fast. So, just play the technique we're taught, and it all work out.
Other than that coverage on the back end, what's been responsible for him becoming such a pass rush threat this year?
Just getting off the ball, man. I feel like even when Jared Allen was there, he preached on first steps, you know. Asked him back in the spring, you know, how is he so successful in pass rushing? He was like, man, the get off is really key. You know, you got to get it to the lineman before they get into you. And if you get them on the heels, you know, that's where you work your other stuff. You know, if you don't get them on the heels, then you kind of a step back. So the main thing I'm focusing on is getting that first step in the ground and gaining ground so I can get in the backfield a little bit quicker.
How do you improve that? How do you do that at one point when you had, if you hadn't done it before? Right?
Just film studying, man. Knowing if you know it's a pass, you can get off a little bit quicker. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about it is, if you don't know if it's a pass or run, you can't really react mm-hmm. as fast as you want to. So it all comes with film study and just knowing what you're gonna get.